This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. A declassified U.S. intelligence assessment released a short time ago says Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman of an operation to capture or kill dissident journalist Jamal Khashoggi. The U.S. resident who wrote opinion columns for The Washington Post was murdered in 2018. The intelligence was released in a way choreographed to limit damage to U.S.-Saudi ties. Khashoggi, who had been critical of the Crown Prince's policies, was killed and dismembered by a team of operatives linked to the Crown Prince and the kingdom's consulate in Istanbul. Riyadh has denied any involvement by the Crown Prince, Saudi Arabia's de facto ruler. U.S. airstrikes in Syria are meant to send the message that President Joe Biden will act to protect Americans, a White House spokesperson said Friday afternoon aboard Air Force One. Future U.S. actions in the region will be deliberative and will aim to de-escalate tensions in Syria, spokeswoman Jen Psaki said. Friday, Syria condemned U.S. airstrikes against Iran-backed militias in eastern Syria, describing them as a negative indication for the policies of the new administration. Thursday's strikes mark the first time President Joe Biden has authorized an attack since taking office last month. Myanmar's UN ambassador, speaking for the country's elected civilian government ousted in a military coup February 1st, appealed to the United Nations Friday to, quote, use any means necessary to take action against the Myanmar military, end quote, to restore democracy to the Southeast Asian country. He addressed the 193-member UN General Assembly after the special envoy on Myanmar warned no country should recognize or legitimize the Myanmar junta. This is VOA News. The head of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said Friday a recent decline in COVID-19 cases may be stalling, a development she described as concerning, while urging restrictions to fight the virus remain in place. Dr. Rochelle Walensky told reporters the CDC was watching the concerning data closely. The White House Friday also urged companies to join efforts to help fight the pandemic by requiring mask wearing by employees and educating customers. Right now, Johns Hopkins University data shows the U.S. has the most infections worldwide at 28.4 million, followed by India with 11 million. Globally, there are 113 million coronavirus cases. Countries seeking their own vaccine doses are making deals with drug companies that threaten the supply for the global COVAX program for poor and middle-income countries. That, according to the World Health Organization Friday. A WHO senior advisor says, quote, now countries are still pursuing deals that will compromise the COVAX supply, end quote. Canadian authorities said Friday they've authorized a third COVID-19 vaccine, adding AstraZeneca's candidate to the approved list alongside the Pfizer-BioNTech and Moderna shots. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau tweeted, quote, after completing their rigorous and independent review process, @GovCanHealth has approved AstraZeneca's COVID-19 vaccine. Canada now has three vaccines approved for use in our fight against COVID-19, end quote. Ottawa has ordered 20 million doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine developed with Oxford University and 2 million shots of the same formula made by the Serum Institute of India. Officials also said evaluations of Johnson & Johnson's and Novavax's COVID vaccines have been completed and decisions on their approvals are expected soon. Greek officials Friday extended a coronavirus lockdown in the capital Athens and other areas until March 8th. As the infection rate remained high. This according to the Civil Protection Deputy Minister, exactly 1 year after the first COVID-19 infection was recorded in Greece. A member of the Health Ministry's Coronavirus Committee said admissions to intensive care units had risen by about 12% this week. Greece has been under lockdown since early November. Some measures were relaxed ahead of Christmas, but reimposed in February. Germany's economy minister said Friday he was confident restaurants could be allowed to partially open soon so that outdoor catering terraces and in beer gardens would be possible around the Easter weekend in early April. From Washington via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.